recently as part of an OECD international awareness raising campaign on laundry detergent capsules, the Health and Safety Authority ran their own campaign to highlight the dangers of liquid tabs. Patricia Casey, manager of the National Poisons Information Centre at Beaumont Hospitals, these dangers mainly result when little hands come into contact with these liquid tabs. Is that right?
That's right, yes. It's mostly quite young children, 1 or 2 years old, who seem to be getting hold of them. And at that age, any parent will tell you, whatever they pick up, they put into their mouth. But that means they're swallowing the liquids, or sometimes they're squeezing the capsules and they burst, and then the liquid goes into their eyes, which can cause quite serious irritation and sometimes damage to the eye.
Certainly, and also I would imagine cause them to be very ill if they ingest them as well. Tell me a little bit, there were some statistics released last week about this, and which quite a large number of cases have been presented to either doctors or hospitals, cases where kids have come into contact with the contents of these liquid tabs.
It's a very common occurrence now. It's certainly, in terms of the inquiries that we receive in the Poison Centre, it would be the most common household product inquiry that we get, and has been for the last few years. And that's really why the HSA became involved a couple of years ago, and got in touch with the manufacturers to ask them to make changes to the packaging of the products. And now, because it's really not just this issue in Ireland, but an issue around the world, there is this global campaign really just to raise parents' awareness, to keep the products, these products where children can't see them and can't reach them, so that they don't get curious about them, they don't try and get hold of them in the first place. And it's important to always keep them in their original containers and to make sure that the lid is closed properly after use.
And just for people who are listening who aren't 100% sure, just an explanation of what these liquid tabs are.
They're basically little sachets of detergent liquid used for washing clothes. They are designed to dissolve when they come in contact with water or with moisture of any kind. So that means that once a child puts it in their mouth, the outer membrane will dissolve, and then the liquid gets released into their mouth. The liquid itself contains quite concentrated detergents, and that's why it tends to cause more symptoms than the more traditional types of liquid detergents that people would have been used to.
Indeed, or the powders. And I think the biggest draw for kids to these liquid tabs, because I've seen them myself, is, well, first of all, they smell, because they're so concentrated, you can smell them straight away, but also they tend to be very brightly coloured.
They are brightly coloured, and they're a nice size really for little hands to get hold of as well. And it's probably a combination of things really that is drawing children to them. Now the packaging has been changed in the last couple of years, so that you can't actually see the capsules inside the boxes anymore. And there are further changes being introduced really as a result of European legislation to try and prevent children from putting them in their mouths, and to make them more difficult to really actually for it to burst or to release the contents. So we hope the combination of awareness raising and those changes to the products will bring down the number of incidents in the future.
And is there maybe advice there to parents to maybe look for alternatives than the liquid tabs? Because they're so concentrated and the ingredients can be so harmful, should they come into contact with their children, maybe should people be looking at, an alternative?
For people with children, it's certainly something to consider. But you also need to bear in mind that really in any household cleaning product or most new products, household products, should be kept stored safely, where children can't see them or reach them. We all tend to keep things like this in the press under the sink, but that's really not the best place. A high-level cupboard would be much better. So whatever products you have, you still need to treat them carefully and to keep them out of reach of children, because at this age, the toddlers, they're just so active and so curious. They really are. It's a really the peak age for accidental poisoning to occur.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is not something new when it comes to household cleaning products, especially, and things like that. Kids get at them, and because you can't be following them, as they say. You can't keep up with kids that age. Is there maybe some tips that you have, or is there tips for parents out there, bar putting a lock on all the presses? Is there anything they can do?
So the first thing is, if at all possible, put cleaning products and the laundry products in a high press with a lock if possible. If you have to keep them under the sink, sometimes the high-level presses, the shelves aren't tall enough for the bottles, large bottles and things. So if you have to keep them under the sink, put a lock on the cupboard. Always make sure to put the products away straight away after you've used them. Keep them in the original containers. Make sure that you close the lids or the caps properly after use. Some household products come with child-resistant lids, you know, the ones mm-hmm. to squeeze or push down to open them. But they are only child-resistant. They're not 100% child-proof, so just keep in mind that it is better to keep them out of reach of children as much as possible, and to get into the habit, really, of putting things away straight away.
And maybe even trying to do laundry when the kids aren't around, they don't see, because the minute they see them, they're going to want...
Yes, yeah, kids. It's a good idea. Don't use them when the children are around. Don't encourage them to handle them at all, just so they don't get tempted to try and get hold of the products.
Okay, well, Patricia, is there, just that you know, from the National Poisons Information Centre, is there a website for parents who want to maybe find out more about this topic or any other topic?
Yep, we have a website, which is just poisons.ie. We also have a Facebook page, and you can link to that from our website. And if an accident happens in the home, if a child gets hold of something and parent isn't sure if it's harmful or not, they can phone us 7 days a week between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. for advice, and we can tell them if they need to go to hospital or whether they can watch the child at home and see how things get on. So the number for that service is 01-809-2166.
Okay, very important, that number. If you want to just call it out again, because I think that is one that would be very handy to have on the fridge.
Sure, it's 01-809-2166.
Okay, and that is the National Poisons Information Centre number at the Beaumont Hospital.
That's it, yes, and that number will be available for parents, members of the public between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. every day of the year.
Okay, well, Patricia, thank you very much for that and for the work you're doing, and thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.